This is what an NBA championship sounds like when the home team clinches it on their own floor. On a humid June night outside, it was raining three-pointers inside. The Heat tied a finals record, making 14 from behind the arc. Seven of them off the fingers of the game's unlikely and gimpy hero, Mike Miller, who totaled 23 points after battling back, ankle, and hernia injuries in his two seasons with the Heat.
It's been a roller coaster ride for everybody. You know, everyone's dealing with something, and, you know, through the injuries, and I'm just glad they didn't take me out back to the barn and put me down. So I'm just happy to be here.
But it was LeBron James who gets the glory with a series-clinching triple-double, racking up 26 points, 11 rebounds, and 13 assists as Miami won four straight to close out the series after losing the opener. It's no surprise that James was named as the series' most valuable player.
It's everything and more. I dreamed about this opportunity and this moment for a long time. You know, my dream has become a reality now, and it's the best from my life.
For Dwayne Wade, it's his second title with the Heat. He was series MVP in 2006, but this time he says it's even sweeter.
I'm enjoying this one a lot more than I enjoyed 2006, because when you get there early, you say, oh, man, yeah, we're going to do this again next year. This is not guaranteed.
What is guaranteed is another victory parade for the Heat down Biscayne Boulevard in the coming days. The Miami Heat are 2012 NBA champions. Reporting from the American Airlines Arena in Miami, I'm Phil Latzman.